Word. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 16 tonight is where we're going to be at tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I do ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. I pray you got a paper tonight. If you didn't, you see Kaylee after church, she'll try to get you some. But we're going to be tonight in the young convert class. And what Paul told young Timothy is you shun ungodly or evil communication. And here's what the Bible says. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, and of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Let us pray. Father, we love you and we praise you today. Tonight in this place, Father, I'm so thankful that you are my Father. I'm thankful that you're my God tonight. I thank you that you're my Savior. I thank you that you're my Lord tonight. And Lord, I thank you tonight for the two baptisms we're going to have in just a few moments. Lord, what a blessing it is to be at church on a Wednesday night and people get baptized. What a blessing that is, Father. Lord, I thank you that Sunday ain't the only day we can get baptized on. I thank you that Sunday ain't the only day we can get saved on, Father. You said anybody, any place, anywhere can come and call on your name. You'd be faithful to save them. You'd be faithful to be in their life. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for the next few moments so you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be honored and pleasing and glorified to you. Father, let me not preach out of my mind. If I would, Father, it'd be evil. Let me not preach out of the depths of my heart, Father, it'd be evil. But let me preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and it'd be right. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I glorify you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, young Timothy is told by Paul that he need to shun ungodly or evil communication. I'd say that's good advice, that any ungodliness or evil communication, that would be your speech, how you talk, what you talk about, what you get caught up in, what you look at on your phone, any of them things, you need to shun anything that is ungodly. 2 Timothy 2:16, this is the key verse to memorize, is this: but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Memorize means to know, to learn, and to keep forever. That's what you put in your heart tonight. I seen her, a little girl, she come up to me. She said, "Brother BJ, I know a memory verse." And she quoted that memory verse to me. And what a blessing that is. But tonight, let's look at what Paul discussed with young Timothy here in 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Here's what Paul did. Paul made public in the Scriptures what he wanted him to know. He made it public. He didn't hide it out. He made public what we need to shun or stay away from. And he says tonight, what he made public is this. He said, "You stay away from profane babbling or communications." That means this. That means you stay away from things that are wicked. Any kind of communication, any kind of talking, any kind of babbling that is wicked, nasty, dirty, or any ugly communication. You say, "Preacher, why should I do that?" Don't let no profane come out of your mouth. Don't let no profanity come out of your mouth. Don't let nothing that's not of God come out of your mouth. If you're a child of God tonight, we ought to watch our speech. We ought to watch what we do. You say, "Preacher, why is that?" In Matthew 15:11, the Bible says, "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth a man." What you let come out of your mouth, what you let come out will defile you. It don't take long to know where a person stands with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, until they open their mouth and get talking just a little bit. It won't take long. You'll know if they're a child of God, if they're a Christian, if they're born again, if they're in the will of God, if they're out of the will of God. It doesn't take long because of that communication, the way they talk. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life that, man, things didn't go the way I thought it should. And I'm telling you right now, it just, the communication got completely off guard. It got completely wrong. I'll never forget a time in my life talking about made public in the Scripture. Stay away from profane babblings or communications, vain babblings or communications, which means something that is empty or of no value. I'll never forget one time, and me and Kaylee and Kyler Whitaker, we was talking about it at the house. We was sitting around this week, and we was talking about vain babblings, things that are of no good and of no value. I'll never forget one time I called a member of the church. He was a man that went to church here years ago, and me and him, we had some things going on, and I called him up, and I wanted to ask him and his wife how they was doing. And I called him up, and his wife answered the phone, and I said, "Sister so-and-so, how are y'all doing? Are y'all doing okay?" And I heard him in the background, and he said, "Who is that on the phone?" He said, "Well, that's Brother BJ." He said, "Give me that phone." He got the phone and he jerked that thing up and he started telling me what he thought about me, and it wasn't good. Amen. It wasn't attaboy. And the last thing he said before he hung up on me, "I'd sooner die and go to hell than you be my pastor." Friends, I want you to know them words that he said, they still resonate in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit. Had him on speakerphone. You know what my wife said? She said, don't you call him again. Don't you call him back. That man's got evil, corrupt communications. It's not about God. Friends, I'm telling you tonight, you be careful who you talk to, who you listen to, what comes through your phone tonight. I want you to get this tonight. He made public in the scriptures of what goes on. Tonight, I want you to know this tonight. Not only did he make public, but Paul predicted or prophesied what would happen if you listen to that mess. If you let it come inside you, you be careful who you give an ear to. It will affect your future. You be careful who you give an ear to. It will affect your future. What you listen to when it comes in your phone, what comes in your way, what you listen to will affect your future. Paul predicted or prophesied what would happen in the scriptures. Look with me if you will. Here's what he said. He said this kind of communication would increase more ungodliness. If you let that come in your ears, you let that come in your mind, it would produce more ungodliness in your life. And you don't need that tonight. Look what he says tonight. He said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Paul predicted or prophesied that would happen in the scriptures. And here's what he said in 1 Corinthians 15:33. He said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communication corrupts good manners. If I want to communicate to you, I should not do it in an evil way. If I need to talk to you, I should do it in the right way. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And what will that do? What, you know, one of the biggest lies I've ever heard, and I heard this as a kid, sticks and stones may break my bones. Y'all heard that? But words will never hurt me. I've got over whoopings, ain't you? Hello? I've got over whoopings. Scars leave from whoopings. But somebody can say something to you, evil, wrong, or out of the way, you'll remember that the rest of your life. Every time you see that individual, it'll come back to your mind, your memory. It just keeps lodging in there. Why? Because here's what he says it does. If you give ear to that mess, here's what it does. He says, and their words, or their word, or what is said, he said, it will eat as doth the canker. He said, it'll keep eating at your heart, your mind, and your soul. If you tell your kids they're ugly, they're stupid, they're not smart, you know what? It won't be long. They'll think they're ugly, they're stupid, they're not smart. But if you talk to that individual and tell them, say, I tell you what, you can. You're beautiful. You're loved. You're made in the image of God. It don't take long. You boost that kid up. You boost that person up. If you're married tonight and all you do is talk down to your spouse, it won't be long. She'll be beat down. But if you encourage her and build her up, you know what it'll do? It'll encourage her. It'll encourage her. So good communication and not ungodly communication. He said this kind of communication will eat you alive. It'll eat like a canker sore that's gangrene or a constant gnaw. It just constantly gnaws at you. When somebody says something to you, evil communication or corrupt or something that's not right, or they say something to you, does it not gnaw at you? Brother Lee, if somebody says something bad about you, what is it? It gnaws at you, don't it? What do you want to do? You want to get the last word in. You want to get the last word. But tonight, as a child of God, you don't need the last word. You've got the word. It's written down tonight. You don't need the last word. Stay away from evil or corrupt communication. Stay on top of what God's called you to do. Stay right where God would have you do. Don't let that stuff eat at you like a canker sore and get all over you tonight. Look at this, though. He said it's a constant gnaw at you. He said that kind of communication will eat you alive. He said, be careful. I wrote this down. Be careful what you give an ear to. It will have an impact on your future. So I want you to know tonight, and as we get on into study tonight, shun ungodly or evil communication. Paul made public that it's all around us. Paul predicted or prophesied. He said, this is what's going to happen if you let it come into your life. If you let that stuff come into your life, this is what's going to happen. He said, but I got a plan for you in the scriptures. He said, I got a plan for you. And tonight, you may get caught up in that. I may get caught up in that. Preacher, how do I get away from somebody that's not good, somebody that's evil, and they're always talking evil to me, talking down? What do I do, preacher? How do I get by that? Number one, let me give you what he says. He said, you got to shun it. You know what shun means? Don't look at it. Get away from it. Shun it. He said, preacher, it's easier said than done. I don't care who it is. You got to shun them. You got to get away from them. You can't let that stuff in your life. Paul said, told Timothy, he said, it'll eat you like a canker sore. It'll eat you up. We're doing a young convert study. And listen, one thing they'll do to you and they'll do to me, if you're a child of God tonight, if you have a come apart and you blow up, they'll say, and I thought you was a Christian. And there ain't nothing burns you no worse than somebody says, man, I thought you was a Christian. That'll burn you to the core, won't it? So as a young convert tonight, how do you get out of them positions? How do you get out of them places? Number one, you got to shun ungodly or evil communication. 2 Timothy 2:16, the Bible says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. He says, shun it. Get away from it. To shun it. Just get away from it. And here's another way he said to do it. He said avoid. You know where the problem lies. You know when you see that individual, you see that communication, you see that coming, what do? You avoid it. Get away from it. I'm telling you tonight, it'll do you good to avoid it. Turn with me, if you will, to Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 9. Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 9. He said, not only do I want you to, his plan that Paul had in the scriptures that he laid out to young Timothy, he said, I want you to shun it. Just shun them that kind of communication. Don't be around that. And he said, avoid it. Avoid ungodly, evil communication. Avoid it. Get away from it. It won't do you no good. And here's what he said in Titus 3 and verse number 9. He said, but avoid, Titus 3, 9, but avoid foolish questions. Foolish questions. Avoid them questions that's going to entrap you. Avoid them questions that's going to stir you up, not godly, but ungodly. Avoid them. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions. Let me go on. And strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. He said, I want you to avoid that evil communication that does nothing but bring evil and vain to your life. He said that the plan in the scriptures is to shun it, to avoid it, but also to stay clear from ungodly and evil communication. If you're going to shun it and avoid it, you're going to have to stay clear of it. I'm talking about you can't even be around with it. You can't play with sin. You can't play with that kind of evil communication. You have to stay away from it. 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. What does that mean? Be alert. Be alert. Have your eyes open. Know when it's coming your way. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Who knows your buttons better than anybody? The devil. The devil. He knows your buttons better, and he knows, oh, glory to God, the devil knows what you love to hear. He does. He knows what gets you excited. He knows when what you like to complain about. He knows what you like to fuss about. He knows what you like to fight about. He knows that evil communication when it comes your way. He knows what it takes to stir you up. And guess what? He is adversary. What does that mean? He's out to get you at all costs. So as a Christian, you've got to shun, you've got to avoid, and you've got to stay clear. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, not as a little kitten. He's not a kitten. He's not going to come up and snuggle up to you and hug up to you. He's a roaring lion. He wants to kill you. And he does that in your communication with folks. He does it with your communication with folks. I'm not a good texter. I can text you and you think I'm a smart aleck. I'm not a good texter. And I'm not a good reading texter neither. I get a text, come to my phone, I ask Kayla, I say, what is this? What does this mean? BTW. What does this mean? And the one that gets me more than anything, and y'all may be good at texting. I'll never forget, somebody sent me a text one time and said, FYI. And I said, what is FYI? She said, that means for your information. Well, back in my day, if I told you for your information, I was being a smart aleck. That's what I was being. And I said, what does that mean? And she said, no, that ain't what, that don't mean a smart aleck. That just means they just want you to know what they're trying to tell you. I said, oh, okay. But see, my mind, all of a sudden, that mind's a war field. That mind's a war field. Sister Janine, tonight, you and Hallie, tonight, listen, after you come out of that baptismal waters, listen to me. You're going to have a war going on in your mind. You're going to have a war going on. The old devil, he don't like to play fair. Where does he attack, Brother BJ? He attacks the mind. He attacks the mind with evil communication and corruptness. That's what he wants to do, and he'll put people in your path at all costs. It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. He's going to put somebody in your path every single day of your life to try to trigger you and mess you up, trip you up, hold you up. What I do, preacher, you be aware. As you grow, you see them. You see it when it's coming. You see it when it's coming. I have stood right here, and I've seen it. You've seen it. I've been out yonder. I see that evil and that communication and that corruption. What do you do, preacher? You shun it. You avoid it. You stay clear of it. Because what is it going to do to you? It's going to pull you down. It's not going to build you up. It's going to pull you down. Let me show you this in Scripture tonight. Not only do we stay clear of it and we shun it and we just get away from it at all costs, but turn with me to you, if you would, tonight to Proverbs chapter number 25 tonight and verse number 28. I want to show you this in Scripture. Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse number 28. You said, preacher, should I shun ungodly or evil communication? Yes, you should. At all cost. At all cost. Here's what he said in Proverbs 25:28. You and I, that hath no rule over his own spirit, is like a city that is broken down. If everything that comes your way and comes in your ears affects you, be careful. You make sure that you got control over your tongue and what you say. You make sure that you got control. You say, well, James said no man can tame the tongue. That don't mean we shouldn't try. Hey, you got a kid that's unruly at home. What do you do when they're 5, 6, 7 year old and they ain't wanting to act right? You say, well, I can't do nothing with them. Might as well just let them do what they want. No. You keep on trying to train them. The same way my tongue. I keep trying to train it. I keep trying. He that had no rule over his own spirit is like a city. It's like a city that is broken down and without walls. What does that mean, preacher? That means there is, your walls are broke down. Everything around you is broke down. The enemy's going to get you when you fall into that trap tonight. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 1 through 2. Not only do we see that we should shun ungodly communication, avoid ungodly communication, and stay clear of it, there's something else we should do tonight. Look with me tonight, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 2 tonight, verse 1 and 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 1 and 2. Paul's plan in the Scripture is very clear. And you're talking about a man that persecuted Christians? I'm talking about a Pharisee or the Pharisee. I'm talking about he was top dog, Brother Brad. And God changed him. And if that man knowed how to walk godly in Christ Jesus, we should listen to his example. He said, you shun some things. You avoid some things. You stay clear. But right here is what every Christian has a problem with. Look what he says. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 1. Wherefore? Laying aside. It's hard to lay things aside. It is hard to lay things aside and say, hey, it's hard not to blow up. It's hard not to speak your mind. It's hard not to get the last word. But guess what you've got to do as a Christian? Sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut. My mama's always told me, son, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. And boy, there's been times, I'm telling you, I wanted to say something, and I think about my mama. She ain't here tonight, but I think about my mama. And she'd say, son, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. You can't help that evil communication comes your way. You can't help what comes to your door, but you can sure help how you handle it. I'm telling you that tonight from the bottom of my heart. I want to share this with you tonight, and I share stuff in a way that you understand. We shun ungodly evil. We avoid ungodly evil. We stay clear from ungodly evil. And we lay aside ungodly evil in communication. He says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. He said, we got to lay these things aside. We got to lay this. You got to lay it to the side. You can't be picking it up. He said, as newborn babes, and we're in a young convert class. He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Ryder's 3-year-old. He's home tonight sick, not feeling good. He's 3-year-old. And this week he's picked up on something. Here's what his favorite thing to say is now. He said, he'll look at me and he'll say, Daddy, I say, what, buddy? He said, you ain't my boss. He ain't been taught that. He ain't had to be taught that. Daddy, you ain't my boss. Or he'll say, Daddy, you a mean old daddy. I say, you sick. You've got on nothing. You got no shoes, no coat on. You can't go outside. You're going to get sicker. And he said, you ain't my boss. That don't go over good. Can I say to you tonight, listen to me. If you're saved tonight, you got a boss. You've been bought with a price. You're not your own. And here Paul, in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, there's some things in your life you need to get a hold of. And as a young convert and young Christian, I am a young Christian, pastor of this church, but I'm a young Christian. I've only been saved 18 years. I ain't been saved long at all. But I do know what hurts me worse than ever, anything, Sister Riley, and it's my tongue. I have said words that I wished I could got them back, but you couldn't take a dip net and get them back. Because once they go, they're like an arrow. They've been shot. And once that evil communication comes out of your mouth, you can say, I'm sorry, I apologize. You can do anything you want to do, but that person will never forget how you talk to them. Preacher, what I do? Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. What comes out of your mouth? As a young Christian, old Christian, whatever you are, be careful. Words hurt. Words cut. So tonight he said this. He said, and it's even like a canker, like gangrene. It just keeps gnawing and gnawing and gnawing and gnawing. He said, preacher, is it supposed to be that way? No, but it is. No, but it is. So tonight, here's what I want to say. You say, well, I can't do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You got a paper sitting in front of you tonight. At the very bottom of that paper, I wrote this down. At the very bottom of this paper, I wrote this down. In conclusion, they're fixing to come in tonight. We're going to have a baptism. In conclusion, our conversations must always be holy. That's hard to do. You say, preacher, I can't. Yeah, you can. 1 Peter 1:15, the Bible says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations. Sometimes the word not said is the best word. If you've got to say it and it come out of your mouth and it not be holy, just don't say it. I don't believe that he would have wrote for 1 minute, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations. If he didn't think our conversation with one another was that important. But Jesus Christ, God Almighty, he believes our conversation with one another is that important. So I say this tonight. Shun ungodly or evil communication. Stay away from it at all costs. Get away from it. It won't do nothing to lead but lead to more ungodliness. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you and I glorify you tonight. Lord, I thank you that as we go through these studies, Lord God, we see tonight as Christians tonight what we ought to